Welcome to This Week in Debian, the podcast bringing you the latest interviews and news inside the Debian community, brought to you by frostbitemedia.org, the network bringing you your favorite GNU Linux podcasts. Hey, thanks for listening. Before we get into the interview, I want to mention our sponsor, HostGator. They're a hosting company that has shared hosting, VPS hosting, dedicated servers. You can get a shared hosting plan for $5 a month with unlimited bandwidth, unlimited disk space. These guys are awesome. They run their servers on CentOS. This is what all the Frostbite stuff is running on, and I want to thank them for being a sponsor. So if you want to go check out HostGator, go to frostbitemedia.org/HostGator and sign up for an account and check them out. They're really great. They've been nothing but fantastic to us. So check out frostbitemedia.org/HostGator. Here's the interview. Hello and welcome to This Week in Debian. Today we are speaking with Adnan. He is the person that is in charge of putting forward the DevConf 11. Adnan, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. So before we get too far into the interview, before we even start talking about DevConf, I'd like to ask you how you first even got involved into Linux.
I got into Linux long, long time ago. My first Linux was actually Caldera 2.0. Actually, if you try Googling that distro right now, you're not going to get anywhere. So it was Caldera, and then things didn't work at all. I think that was back in 99 or something like that. Nothing worked. I was just, I had a mess and all that. So I had it removed. And then later on, I actually, Red Hat was really popular at the times. And then I got on Red Hat, and then I was stuck on Red Hat. And then Red Hat they went commercial and all that. They released Fedora. I was really, really, I was really angry. So I was like, I'm not going to use this on Red Hat. So, then I went just distro hopping I tried almost every distribution. And at the time, so I actually started my own hosting company because in my country, because I was actually into development and stuff like that. And problem was that Bosnia, it had dark past and, dark history in the past. So, you didn't have credit cards, you didn't have this. I mean, you had credit cards, just people wouldn't pay online and all that. So, and one time my free server, which I was getting somewhere, just crashed and I lost all my files. So I was, I was like enraged. And at the times, I actually went to U.S. to finish one. Actually, I didn't know I'm going to finish one year of high school. And I went back, and I was all, in the mood to actually have things change or something like that, make something different. So I started my own hosting company. And it was mostly still Red Hat. I mean, actually, then CentOS came out and all that. And privately, I actually bumped into Slackware, and I was using it for a long, long time. I was also using Debian, but only as server solutions, because the hosting, it was free and it was based on principles of community, because you would get really premium hosting service and all that for nothing, just to be part of the community. And I also had a dedicated service, and that was a different story. But Debian was always around, but never on desktop and or anything like that. And I actually got involved into because I was at the time already getting into Linux seriously. So I started maintaining a couple of Slackware packages. It was nothing big. It was just, some bad packages, as we would say in Debian.
Yeah.
And then I also started working on Wormux, the game.
Oh, nice.
I was actually packaging that for Slackware. And yeah, it was such an interesting story. So yeah, there was first attempt to have DEPCONF in Bosnia, which was DEPCON 7. In the meantime, closed the quotes company hosting thing because I said I'm gonna, finish university and all that. Yeah. So and DEPCON 7, I was part of the team to have DEPCONF in Bosnia. It was against Edinburgh, Scotland, and we were against Sarajevo. So Sarajevo versus Edinburgh, and in the end, we lost the bid and all that. And I got invited to DEPCON 7 as guest and all that. So I actually went to DEPCONF with Slackware on my machine, on my notebook. And then I got there and I just, because Slackware was only, it was about Linux principles and all that. I mean, but there was only one guy and you could never actually have official package or anything like that. And then I got to see DEPCONF and I was like, wow, this is it. I never like to belong to any group or something like that, but when I saw all the people and what Debian really was, I was like, I want to be part of this. And then, yeah, I mean, soon enough after that, I switched to Debian. And but the interesting story is that's when you actually work on Linux development and community and all that. I was working on WarMux for Slackware, right? But at the times, I actually met a guy who was working on same game, but was actually from Debian team. So there's that saying, the world is really small, and it's really true. I mean, I met that guy, he was right there, and it was completely two different distributions and all that, but it's actually that community that's getting us all together. So yeah, soon after that, and yeah, I actually got idea to have, DEPCONF 2.0 in Bosnia again, right after DEPCON 7. So yeah, but it took me much longer to actually get it here and all that.
Well,
So.
before we get too far into that, people obviously can probably tell now that you live in Bosnia. Can you give us an idea of what like free software is like in Bosnia? Like, what is it like if you go up to kind of the average person on the street? Do they know what Debian is? Do they know what Linux is or what free software is? What's it like over there?
Oh, well, people mostly, like, it's almost like in every other country, when you mention Linux, most of them are like, oh, that's being used by hackers and all that. Like, no, it's usually like that. If you're talking to average person, but most of them actually heard about it and so did a huge thing. So there's actually a lot of average users who are just using Ubuntu and stuff like that. But the thing of open source and that is not that known, but that's what we're actually trying to change with DEPCONF and, actually getting people to know what it's all about and why it could be used and where it could be used from government to all other institutions and all that. But average person, not really. I mean, everybody heard of it, but they're making myths out of
Yeah,
it.
it's kind of funny, how something like that can be so universal. If you mention Linux to like the average person, like you said, oh, isn't that for hackers or isn't it like that command line operands? It's just funny how it's got that kind of that negative like stigmata stuck to it. I don't know how that ever happened, for it to go to be spread across the world like that. It's kind of amazing and weird at the same time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really, but it's like that. I mean, maybe because, I mean, for example, first, as I said, I started my first, I mean, I had first try with Linux long time ago, but when I first tried it, I was actually introduced to it as, hackers use this, it's really better than Windows and all that. So, maybe that's the
Yeah, I
reason
guess it
because
carried
never
over,
changed.
maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for example, I think Linux is gonna get really, really big, and main thing is Android right now,
Yeah, yeah.
because it's reaching to everybody as just system. Most of the people don't even know what it is. You know,
Yeah.
it's Android. Oh, okay. It's Linux? What? You know,
Yeah,
most of the people don't know that.
that's almost the problem with Linux. Like, it just works. So, no one says, "Oh, hey, what is this?"
Yeah,
Because
yeah, yeah.
it just works, and like people just forget about it because you don't have a problem with it. Once you get up and running or whatever, you just set it and forget it, and it just goes under the radar, I guess,
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all because of the negative, I mean, it's maybe not negative, notion of, you know, it's being used by hackers
Yeah.
and all that. So I don't know.
So
Yeah,
okay.
but
I'm sorry. I was gonna say, can you tell us what the process is, with trying to bid for, having DebConf in a certain place? I was talking a little bit before the interview, and I didn't realize it was kind of a, well, obviously you have to do it in advance, but I didn't realize how far out in advance you have to do it. Can you kind of tell the listeners like what the process is like, how you go about, submitting a place that you'd like to have DebConf at?
yeah, sure. So, as many don't know it, it's actually a big, really big and long process, and it requires you to do a lot of work. For example, it's usually done, for example, we did, I actually, you know, made Bosnia one of the candidates for DebConf 11 on DebConf 9. So that was 2 years before the DebConf we were having this summer. So first you have to make a bid, you know. You have to propose the place you're planning to have it. You have, first of all, you have to have some kind of venue. We're gonna have talk rooms, conference rooms, whatever, and where you can actually assemble hack labs. Yeah, and besides that, you would need to have accommodation and all that, all really nearby. So the best thing you can do is, of course, first visit DebConf to see how it is, and then you can actually get some kind of sense how you could actually have it. But once you're really, I mean, you have to have some kind of strong community behind you, Linux or something like that. I mean, definitely Linux and open source. So you have to have some kind of community. You have to have venue. You have to have accommodation. You have to have a plan, a really big plan to have it all. So you do that because, for example, right now as we're preparing DebConf 11 to have it, DebConf 12 is going to be decided this year before DebConf 11. So yeah, I mean, if you're interested in having DebConf, I'm actually planning to write a pretty big manual as a little book or something like that. Paper, let's call it like that. So other people can actually, you know, get inspired and get a idea why they should do it and how they should actually start, because it was a really long process. Now, when I remember it, I mean, DEPCOM 9, given the speech and all that, it was so long ago, and it was like just yesterday. So yeah, I mean, people can always come to DEPCOM team or DEPCOM mailing list and just ask any questions related to DEPCOM for bidding process and all that. And usually, I almost forgot about that. There's actually a place checklist. I mean, the venue, the accommodation, city, checklist where you can actually see what is required and what you need to have one such place.
So when you put it like, so say when a person wants to put in a bid, do they have to have like everything already planned out? Like when you put in a bid, say in Bosnia, did you have to say, all right, this is where it would be, this is what I would, this is the kind of activities I would have at it? Do you kind of have to have everything planned out before just to do the bid, or can you just put the bid saying, hey, I like to put in Bosnia as a bid, I think it's a great place for these reasons? Like, what exactly do you have to do when you put the bid in?
You have to put pretty much everything. I mean, the actual proposal. When I actually did the nomination speech, I actually had everything planned. At the times, I actually had Sarajevo planned, which I didn't turn out to, you know, get picked. But I had everything. I mean, from where the venue would be, from where the accommodation would be. I mean, you're actually giving it out, the plan, as it would really happen. I
Okay, I
mean, if
see.
it was, yeah, happening tomorrow, you would actually, have some really, really bad, I mean, good idea where it would actually happen. So
Okay, I
once,
see.
yeah, so you're giving the real information, the real idea where it would be. I mean, if you don't have the idea, because as I said, we had our first meeting and just happened it won't be in Sarajevo. It was just, it wasn't a meeting we were planning for, hoping for. And you have to have immediate backup plan where to have it next and how and where exactly and all that. So you have to be real quick and have it planned. So having a plan is a really good idea, and also having a backup plan. Yeah.
So who decides, like who can vote on where DevConf is it going to be? Is it open to the whole community, or is there just kind of like a DevConf team that decides, this is where we want it to be?
Right. Whole community can cast their vote. I mean, but it's mostly done between the DevConf team.
Okay.
They make the final decision, but in the process of actually getting that bid, I mean, decision process, for example, it's on IRC and all that, but you can actually see whole Debian community actually saying where they would have it. And then, for example, Debian UK is going to, cast their vote, but one of the or two of or a couple of the representatives of UK, but it's actually been all the users, saying where they would like it and giving their arguments and all that. They can
Okay.
actually, you can actually ask questions on while the decision, before decision, or during the decision process. So I would say, the whole community is behind it, but the general idea, the final idea is being made by the DevConf team because members, because it has to have some kind of control and some kind of order. But before that, actually everybody can and is participating in the process.
So when you gave your bid for Bosnia, like what were some of the things that you pointed out why you thought, it'd be a good place for the for DevConf to be?
Well, I gave, I mean, I was, I actually got to DevConf 9, and at the times it was DevConf, it was actually only Germany had their bid. It was actually Munich. Yeah. So it was really, really good. And, they had everything. I mean, from why it would be and all that. But then you had to top that. You can actually see the speech on DevConf videos. I don't know the right URL right now, but I was given the arguments why we should have it because it was just the second part. I actually called it DevConf 2.0 in Bosnia because one of the reasons because we actually still wanted to have it, it was our second try and we still wanted to have it and we thought it could actually, because for example we on Balkans, it was this bid, this DevConf won't represent only Bosnia because it's going to represent the whole Balkans, the whole area, which is pretty big. We have like around I think 15 million people.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to represent the whole region. And it never actually was held in this region. And people, Debian users, DevConf attendees always like different options. And this region is really fertile regarding new ideas and actually open source and Linux. Because, yeah, because for example, just recently, I mean, not really recently, but a couple of years ago, our government adopted Windows. Before that, you could actually propose the idea of having a Linux or something like that. Yeah, and it didn't happen because no one even knew about that, because Linux is used by hackers and all that. There's no use of using Linux. So, and actually, Croatia right now, government of Croatia is thinking about actually adopting Linux. in elections for president, president was in his campaign was use Linux, minimize costs and all that. So yeah, the idea is to, why would you have it in your country, and what the area or country could actually benefit from? Because, because as I said, we have a lot of smart people and they're just being directed in wrong directions, by using Microsoft and closed source applications and projects and all that. So this area needs to, get different view on the world and what's out there. There's only not Microsoft and that's it. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, do you have any kind of set like plans for the event yet? Because, you said during the bidding process you kind of have to go through, like everything from top to bottom. So, do you have anything planned yet for as far as, do speakers have to submit like paper like talks that they want to do this far in advance, or, is there anything different you might be doing that you haven't seen done before at a DEF
Yeah.
CON?
Well, right now, we're definitely having planning to have it. Right now, we actually had the plan and program paper actually given to government and everybody else. It can still be found on our website. Some sort of way what we planned, how we planned the whole thing, from fun and free activities to everything. But right now we're in process of actually getting sponsorship, and we got sponsorship from government, which was the most important thing, because they, they said they're gonna be our main and general financial sponsor. So right now we're working on getting sponsorships from other companies.
Which
But I
that's pretty amazing all on its own. I can't imagine, like our country in the United States, anyways, like going out of their way and being like, oh yeah, Debian, sure, here's some money. We'll fund your conference that you have once a year. And I think that's really cool that your country did that. And even speaking about that, you want to tell listeners a little bit how, who you got to even meet through this process.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing was like this. Originally, we actually had Sarajevo plan, so I went to Sarajevo to have local team meeting. So we are we gonna have it in Sarajevo or somewhere else? And we went to Sarajevo, and Sarajevo was chaos at the moment. There was some strike or something going on, and we actually could. One of the most important things I got to realize was on DEFCON 9 is that we need government support, because DEFCON 9 was actually organized and it was pushed back by government, of that region, and I knew we have to do the same thing, but we have to do it differently, because, for example, DEFCON 9 was being pushed and sponsored by government, but they didn't have any. They were actually in promises. They didn't have some sort of paper that they were doing it. But Sarajevo didn't go well, and my hometown Tuzla was just, not appropriate. It's big city, but because DEFCON 10 was in New York City, and you just can't have it in some unknown city in Bosnia. I'm not unknown. It's the third largest city in Bosnia, but it's still. So I went. I had a meeting. I actually waited for 1 month to have a meeting with mayor of Banja Luka, is where we're actually having DEMCONF right now. And I just went to the meeting, after 1 month of waiting, I was actually invited. So yeah, I just, wore normal stuff and all that. You can actually find that all that stuff on my blog. And I went there, and as I said, I was trying to present all the ideas what DEFCON is, to actually, not as what Linux is, what this is and all that. I was just trying to present it in sort of way why they should have it and why they should sponsor it. And yeah, so in middle of talking how to present, I was sweating. I was, really, really nervous. And he says, this is actually, I'm an electrical engineer, and this is actually a good idea. And, city council should go over this idea, this topic. Government should go over this topic, and then we can actually give you the the, you know, the light, green light or whatever, if we're going to do it or not. And then he's like, but actually, you should talk to the prime minister at
Oh,
the time.
man.
And I was like, what? So I was, you know, from that meeting, I was sent straight to prime minister to talk about this whole idea.
Wow,
And then
so right from that, when you were giving that talk, the mayor of the city was like, "Hey, you should go talk to the prime minister." And right from there, you left there to go to the prime minister's office.
yeah,
Oh,
right from there.
man.
Yeah, to the building. So like I went there and I waited just, you know, not long. I just waited there and then I got invited. I mean, it was just like a dream, you know. I was so nervous. I was freaking out inside, but you know, on the outside I was trying to, you know, remain calm and that. And then I told him all about it, you know. I said, you know, who, what kind of people come to the DevConf and stuff like that. For example, you know, there's a lot of big faces, quote, big faces come to DevConf. You know, people that actually are change a lot of things in the world with their software and all that. And then he actually, you know, he said, you know, then he invited, he called some of his IT guys, and then I got to talk to his IT guys. Then we got called back upstairs, and you know, he was just asking him, what do you think? And he's like, this is a great idea. This is, you know, this is the thing we should go with. And then he's like, you know, you got, you know, what do you need from us to actually make this happen? I'm like, what is happening? Is this a Disney movie or something like that? You know, this is not happening. I'm gonna just wake up or something like that. And yeah, and then that prime minister, because elections were held, is actually a president, because we have a region in Bosnia, which is, you know, Federation and Republika Srpska. And either way, then we actually, after time, I got invited to him, you know, because to make final, because I talked to DevConf team what we would really need from them. And DevConf 9, we actually learned we would need, besides promises and all their politicians, you need some kind of, you know, written part of paper or something like that, that they are say, yeah, you know, because elections were gonna happen. What if he's not the same guy and someone else? What are you gonna do? So he figured we're gonna have a paper which binds government of Republika Srpska to actually, you know, so the government has to pay to that is be a financial sponsor, no matter who's a prime minister or president tomorrow, to give us money, you know. And that's the time I knew I was going to him, and that's the time I got the suits and all that. So yeah. But
Man.
as I said, it's, you know, it's really you feel good when you're, you know, you're actually proposing ideas and all that, you know, to some like that. So yeah, you're usually it wants to get you off your feet. You want to float in the air, but you know, like, calm down, you know, stay on the ground. If you float around, you're not gonna do anything. So yeah, it's pretty good, and that's the thing I'm gonna do in that paper, you know, because you could actually get government support for events like this, because people don't realize how big of event this is, DevConf is, you know.
Yeah,
And
that must have been I mean, I don't know what it's like for your country, but like to meet the prime minister like that, but in our country, there's no way that it would have went down like that. You know, you need to know someone who knows someone who knows someone to kind of get you in all the circles to even, you know what I'm saying? Like that, I don't know if it's normally if your prime minister is normally that
No, is it?
easily accessible,
No. It's as everywhere else. I mean, for example, DevConf 10, people told me there's no way they would even get us to govern of New York State, you know, and stuff like that. And same thing here, you know. It was just, I mean, it was so incredible. As I said, I was going to the mayor, and then just like that, and I presented my things good, and you know, that's how it went on. And yeah, I mean, usually they're not interested into this. For example, that's one of the things we didn't even get DevConf 7, because I remember we were trying to get Linux in the parliament of Bosnia. And at the times, you know, it's usually like that. And one of the reasons we went to Banja Luka instead of Sarajevo with Zepkov and Fleming is because I told them the same arguments, the same things. Guys, we need, to have government support. And it was the same thing as you just said, You would need to talk to four people to just have the venue and the accommodation. And to get to one of those people is just, you can't even get to his secretary. Even if one of the guys was actually, was had his dad working in parliament, and still he couldn't do anything. So the thing that happened to me was just, insane. I don't believe in luck and all that stuff, but it was luck. It was,
Right place at the
yeah, exactly. I mean,
right time.
that's what happened. So yeah, it's really good and great experience, So yeah.
Well, Adnan, is there, what can people do if they want to help you out or get involved? And I mean, hopefully we have some other listeners in Bosnia. What can they do if they want to help you out, or where can they go to start getting involved?
Yeah, well, they can go to our website, debconf11.debconf.org. Yeah, most of the information is up there. The communication, they should just be on the mailing list, our mailing list, which is also on our website. They can, and we also have regular IRC meetings. They can also come to one of those, and they can just, there's also on Twitter, just follow DebConf tag. There's, yeah, we're trying to spread it all across. Even Facebook, we have some sort of page, I mean, Facebook page. So we're trying to spread it all over the place. So if they want to help out or they want to join the local team, they should just contact us. And as I said, it's on the website. And just, introduce themselves, and that's it. I mean, because we really need all help we can get. So yeah, that would be nice of them. And even, I mean, people who from rest of Debian who might want to have DebConf in future in their country or something like that.
Do you guys already have a set date?
Yeah, we have Deb Camp is gonna be from 24th. To actually from 17th to 24th, and then DebConf officially is going to be from 24th of July to 30th of July this year. Yeah, we're gonna, I mean, there's a plan and program paper. I mean, we're gonna have a lot of fun. We have a lot planned, so it's a lot of work, but I think, it's gonna be a lot of fun because, after New York City, having it in Bosnia is really a matter of honor, and we'll try to make it really, really, really good so people don't regret they chose Bosnia and all that. So yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be fantastic. I think that's awesome how, the
Yeah.
government and everything's getting involved. I think that's great.
Yeah. Actually, Linaro, I actually just got a message from them that they won't jo be join us because actually even also Linaro, because they're having their sprint every 6 months, and they actually thought of having it in on ZapConf 11.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I said this was an awesome idea and all that, but in the end they actually gave up and they're actually trying to have it on their own, but we're still gonna have people from Linaro. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, there's big interest, and we're planning. I mean, because we have support from government, and we're actually planning to have organized transport because everyone's scared. Oh, Bosnia, yeah. So we're gonna have organized transport from airports to the venue. And have it all organized, so people can actually, don't have to worry how they're gonna get to the venue or from airport to the venue or vice versa and all that. We're planning to have it organized, and also we're planning to have a lot of people. We're planning to have up to 400 attendees, and by our calculations, we are planning to sponsor 70% of those people. Or it was even 75. And we're working on actually we're gonna start working on Penta, which is actually, opening registrations for people. And I think the registrations are gonna be open from next month, so up till 1st of April, and it's not a joke. Registrations should be open. Should be open, and as I said, there's a lot of benefits, at least the things we're planning. So anybody who's interested should come and definitely join us,
Awesome.
including you.
Well, maybe if I can get one of those sponsorships, I can try and make it over
As I
there.
said, just apply. I mean, everybody can apply, for the sponsorship. Just gonna see what's their what's their what are they're doing for Debian, what are they doing for the community. That's one of the key things we're gonna be deciding if someone should get a sponsorship or not. So yeah, definitely try getting one.
Where do you go to check out, seeing if you qualify for a sponsorship?
Just if you're actually, there's no such a thing. If you qualify, if you're doing anything for the community or Debian or something like that, or you're even interested, because we have Debian Day on ZebConf, just apply for the sponsorship, and you're gonna, say in a couple of lines what you do for Debian and what you do for community,
Oh, so you just
and
go to the DevConf website then and. Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Once the registrations are open, just there's gonna be field where you're just gonna say, what do you do?
Okay.
Why you should get that, or what do you apply? If someone wants full sponsorship, accommodation and travel. Someone wants only travel. Someone wants this and that. And you just say what do you do, and then you're gonna be evaluated by people who are gonna be working on registrations.
Okay, that's
Because
cool.
it's a huge team. Yeah, there's a lot of people working. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, Adnan, is there anything else that you want to cover about DevConf that we might have overlooked, or is there anything else you want to mention?
Well, not really, because because it's a really big, I probably skipped a lot of things. It's a big topic.
Well,
There's,
maybe we can
yeah.
have you on again when it's like, a little bit closer, when you got more of a. More of like the schedule down and what other plans that you have set for DevConf. Maybe we can get you on again and talk about it again
Yeah,
to
yeah,
bring awareness back to it so people don't
yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be great. I mean, all I got to say is to check our website, zebconf11.zebconf.org. Check the information, contact us regarding anything. If they're interested, there are actually, mailing lists, there are IRC channels, there's everything. So us for in order to, stay in touch. And definitely think about visiting Bosnia this year
Yeah,
for
definitely.
TEPCON. Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be great. I'd imagine it's quite warm there in July.
Yeah, it's quite warm. It's quite warm. This is in northern Bosnia. Southern Bosnia is, next there's Croatia, and then there's Italy. It's quite warm, but it's quite good. It's okay.
Cool.
It's not too hot.
Okay.
So yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, I appreciate your time and thank you for your effort with DevConf and bringing Debian to Bosnia and bringing awareness to with free and open software. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. And like I said, we'll definitely have you on again, maybe like a month before it actually happens or whatever, and
Yeah, yeah.
talk a little bit about it again.
Yeah, I mean, just one more thing.
Sure,
People can
sure.
actually also, I mean, plan their vacations, because as I said, we have coast, there's Croatia, there's sea, so after ZebConf, they can just go to the seaside or something
Go
like
hit the
that.
beach.
Yeah, so they can
Yeah.
actually plan stuff out. And then we'll talk later. I mean, we're gonna, remind them of DevConf in Bosnia.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time and your effort, and like I said, we'll keep in touch and get you back on again sometime soon.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adnan. Hope you have the rest of your day goes good.
No problem. You too.
I will talk to you later.
Okay, later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Debian. If you know someone or you yourself are in the Debian community, please get a hold of us. We can interview you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Again, that email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.